Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. It will take investigators many weeks, maybe months, to figure out exactly what happened to the U.S. cargo ship El Faro, which apparently lost power before Hurricane Joaquin battered it for many hours, causing it to sink near the Bahamas. Search teams continue to hunt for survivors after spotting one unidentified body in a survival suit. They also found a heavily damaged lifeboat with no one aboard. The 33-member crew included six New Englanders, two from Massachusetts, and four others from Maine. Two of the crew members were also graduates of the Massachusetts Maritime Academy on Cape Cod, and we're joined now by its president, Rear Admiral Francis McDonald. And Admiral McDonald, welcome to the program. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Obviously, tough times for all of the families connected to those 33 crew members. I have to imagine that it's a somber time at your academy as well. How are folks dealing with this?
It absolutely is. It's a very, very tight-knit community all the way through, and that these folks graduated 5, 10, 20, 25 years ago wouldn't even matter. The training and the shared experiences through the academy make for, again, a very small community, and our hearts go out to the families, not only of the two graduates from Massachusetts Maritime, but the graduates from Maine Maritime Academy, as well as all the families of everybody on board.
Sure, it's a tough time. I can understand when you talk about a tight-knit community. I'd like to ask you a little bit about what we understand about what happened. And I'm wondering this, given modern technology, satellite navigation, advanced weather forecasting, it's very rare these days that a big ship like this sinks because of bad weather. So I'm just curious to ask you, beyond the tragedy, which is obviously huge, are you surprised at all by what happened?
Surprised, yes, given all the technology, as you say, and what we do to practice and try to avoid getting into these situations. Certainly something that is a little out of the ordinary, although life at sea is certainly at times dangerous. Although I haven't pulled the data, I got to think if you compare it to anything like the construction industry or anything like that, you'll probably see even favorable numbers. But the sense of what happened out there certainly came as a surprise to the Maritime Academy community.
Apparently, the captain thought he could sail safely ahead of the hurricane, but then lost power, and the ship was then battered by 140-mile-an-hour winds for many hours. Could any modern ship withstand that kind of beating?
It's tough to really speculate, and I'm sure through the process of the investigation we'll find out more pieces of the puzzle as we move along. The ships are certainly designed for tough weather, but they're designed really to take it in a head-on capacity or to turn and run and put your stern into the storm. I think what time may tell us is that there were compounding problems. No one situation. It was really a matter of several issues that lined up to really put the vessel in harm's way.
Right. So it's in harm's way. Obviously, at some point, the decision to abandon ship would have been made. What kind of challenges would the crew have faced at that point with a ship in that kind of situation?
Yeah, it certainly starts with the real belief that the last thing you want to do is abandon ship. When you look at tough weather, your best chances of survival are to keep the ship afloat. So I'm confident that the captain, the mates on board, the engineers on board were all working very hard to get the plant started back up, to handle the water that had come on board, and to really try to exercise their first option, and that is staying with the vessel. Again, without speculation, it's impossible to tell how much time they had, when and if an order was given that they had to try to abandon ship. But a lot has to happen in a very, very short period of time, and it certainly happens under very difficult circumstances.
Mm. Difficult circumstances, for example, I'm reading that one of the situations that they might have been facing is that the ship, well, I think the captain actually reported this, that the ship was listing to one side. So in very strong winds, as a ship lists to one side, even launching lifeboats becomes a major challenge, right?
It sure does. The davits are designed to let those lifeboats down in a list that's bigger than what they were experiencing. But if you add 120, 130-mile-an-hour winds and 30 to 50-foot seas, as we've heard, it makes those tasks very, very difficult for the crew.
Yeah. Some family members of the lost crew have questioned why the captain made the decision to sail ahead of such a storm. If the ship hadn't lost power, how risky would this have been?
It's, again, real tough to speculate on the particulars out there for the El Faro. I can tell you that all maritime officers are trained to put life safety before anything else. And really, the order of priorities is life safety, the safety of the vessel and her cargo are second, and things like schedule drop off a little further on down the list of priorities. So I have every confidence as they look into this that they'll find that at the point of the decision to depart Jacksonville, when you're looking at a tropical storm and not a hurricane, or if you're looking at a path that's supposed to be westward over the Bahamas into the Straits of Florida, it maybe is not a routine set of decisions, but it was probably something that the captain had confidence in, that he could get down on that eastern side of the Bahamas, and by the time he arrived down in that area, then Tropical Storm Joaquin would have moved on westward toward the southern tip of Florida.
I see. The search, from what I understand, and I think our information is up to date, the search continues. Folks would have been in the water, if there are any survivors, for some time. On the other hand, I was reading that the water temperatures down there are something like 85 degrees. Do you have any hope at all that there still might be survivors out there?
The entire community here, and I can tell you that the entire community across the country will continue to hold out hope as long as the Coast Guard is in search and rescue mode. Time is probably not a friend in this type of environment, but with decent conditions now, if they were fortunate enough to get a couple people into a life raft and perhaps got blown 400 miles off course, perhaps there'll be some good news coming out. So we on this campus remain optimistic. We certainly, as time go on, certainly fear for the worst.
All right. Well, that's Rear Admiral Francis McDonald. He's the president of the Massachusetts Maritime Academy on Cape Cod, talking about the sinking of El Faro. Admiral, thank you very much. We're very grateful.
Thank you, Anthony.